PKM. Diving into what mine looks like, Harold Jarche shares in his blog post. It is easy to remember: seek, sense, share. From there, more detailed representations can be developed, based on experience and reflection, where the core framework is not dependent on me. Over the years, many variations and routines have been developed by others. But the core message remains: seek diverse perspectives, develop personal sense-making routines, and share where appropriate. What does personal knowledge mastery look like? How do I seek diverse perspectives? What I value exploring and how to navigate the knowledge flows. Over time, I have developed habits to nurture my curiosity and the resources I use to learn and experiment with sense makers and curators. How do I develop personal sense making routines? Blogging helps me review experiences such as visiting digital art spots and third places, projects, years like 2020, my learning journey, and learning circles. Using whiteboards and post-its also helped me to synthesize research and experience related to future skills development. Visual synthesis: when I review books, add my two cents, and make sense of practices. For instance, on trends and foresight, on contributing to society and multidisciplinarity. Mind mapping and network mapping. Drawing a network diagram. I did this to make sense of what I learned from innovation cultures, my experience and reflection. Creating visuals helps as well. It is how I synthesize my emergent practices to nurture my curiosity. For example, I did this to review the timeline of an agile management program I completed. Doing sports, especially swimming, biking, and walking, helped me develop my personal sense-making routines. How do I share where appropriate? Through Twitter exchanges and tweets, in person, calls, explorations, meetings, workshops, my blog, online communities, emails sometimes. Insightful thoughts on sense making. I usually begin with an open-ended inquiry. I liken this to dipping my ladle into an immense river of knowledge that's flowing by. If I miss something, it's not a big deal. Important stuff comes by more than once. I extract general pointers and patterns from tributaries. The next phase is processing what I've found. What happens is refinement, hypothesis testing, looking for patterns, mapping, conversation and reflecting on ideas and images that are emerging. I generally do my best synthesis while asleep. I plant an idea or just have concepts floating around in my head. Overnight, the boys in the back room come up with a new way of looking at things. Among the streams that feed this phase of sense making are: eventually, I turn from pulling ideas into pushing them out. I share my take on things in conversations, both in person and in social networks. I post definitive thoughts to my learn stream. That generates feedback that enables me to improve things. It's a virtuous circle. For me, this cycle of pull-reflect-push is my contribution to the knowledge commons that is the web. I believe in karma. I give to the web and the web gives back. I always receive more than I give. In an organization, I think this process of seeking out and sharing meaning is a responsibility of enlightened social citizenship. J. Cross in Making Sense of the World, Chief Learning Magazine Officer. Consider the professional service of Rotana Tai. Learning Concierge helps and supports individuals and organizations to take responsibility for their continuous self-improvement and development. By providing personal and responsive advice mapped to best-in-class practices, individuals can find new ways to overcome workplace performance issues. Discover smarter ways of learning, get ahead, win the race. Get in touch at rotanat.com.